This is Bill Newman, WHMP.
Welcome to the show. First, we have with us Corinne Demas. We are just so pleased she's back with us in the studio and on the show because there is an event, a presentation, a puppet show at the Eric Carle Museum coming up this Sunday, November 18th at 2:30. Corinne, tell us what it is based on your book, which is, as I understand it, a book that just keeps selling and selling and selling and selling. And I want you to know how much I thoroughly enjoyed this book.
Oh, thank you.
I did. It's just so much fun. It's a great story. It's beautifully illustrated. And now it's a puppet show. Yes?
It is.
So tell us.
Well, about a year ago, Picture Book Theater decided to use my book as the base for their annual marionette show, which takes place at the Eric Carle Museum, usually around Thanksgiving time. These are marionettes. They're string puppets, so they're worked from the top. We have four puppeteers who'll be working them, as opposed to the kind you put on your hands. And they made marionettes for all the characters in the book. And they're absolutely wonderful. They're beautifully articulated puppets.
And this is happening this Sunday at 2:30?
At the Eric Carle Museum. And the puppet show is for kids and for all of us who are sort of kids too, all the grown-ups. And we're also going to have a special presentation which is going to talk about the collaborative process. So there were four of us involved. I'm the author, the illustrator, Catherine Brown, who lives here in Northampton, Therese Donahue, who is the director and puppet maker and kind of genius behind the whole thing, and Karen Tarlow, a composer who has composed music for the whole show. I read the narrative, which they've recorded, but her music is just wonderful. So there are four of us who've been working on this for about a year.
Tell us a little bit, if you would, what the story is, because I love the story. I love the illustrations, love the book. Mm-hmm. Tell us the story.
Well, the story is about one of the Russian nesting dolls, and you've probably seen them or seen different versions of them. They come with Santas and politicians and all kinds of things.
Yeah, I want to get the one that has Putin with, like, Trump,
Trump inside.
They have that all, the little Trump and the teeny-weeny Trump. And it's a story about the littlest one who gets lost and how it's reunited with how she's reunited with her sisters. So it's a story kind of people coming together, too.
And it's a story about sisters taking care of each other. And
yes,
it's a story about families being together. And it's a story about overcoming adversity and a little bit of fortuity and a lot of love.
I think I'm going to have you write the flap copy. Thank you, Bill.
A story based on anything in your childhood or based on something in your life or just came to you and this is a story you wanted to tell?
The story begins when I bought a matryoshka for my daughter at a local toy store.
And we should point out matryoshka is one of the ways of pronouncing
these
Russian dolls.
Yes, and I'm not Russian. I'm pronouncing it. We decided on this particular spelling. There are various ways to spell it. So I'm anglicizing the word and calling it matryoshka. But some people call it matryoshkas and other things.
Okay.
I bought this little Russian nesting dolls for my daughter, and it was on the sale table, and it had a crack in it, and I was giving it to her for Christmas. She was five at the time.
And probably wasn't going to notice that it was on the seconds table.
Right, right. And I had to write a story to go with it to kind of explain, you know, this. So I made a little book, and I illustrated with my little amateurish watercolors, and I gave it to her. And she really enjoyed the story, and she played with the dolls and named them and put them one inside another. And then I worked on the text a little, and other kids had read it, and they said, well, why don't you try to turn it into a manuscript to sell? Well, I had to make my story a little bit better. And the original matryoshka had a crack in it, and there wasn't much plot. So I thought about having the littlest one lost and then found again, which is you know, the sort of
it's sort of an archetype
story. It really is. And I think of this also as the Russian matryoshka version of the Odyssey, you know, where it takes us a long journey by water, by land, encountering all sorts of beasts along the way. And then
and
you know,
hiding inside a larger object. But
there's
that's more the Iliad and the Trojan horse.
wooden object. My daughter, by the way, is now an author whom you've interviewed here on the show,
we
my co-author for Do Doodle Bugs Doodle and Are Pirates Polite? So this book has been around for a long time, and now her children play with the matryoshka and read the story.
I'm wondering if in writing this story, when you made up or the names, for example, of all the dolls, whether that was based on research into what a Russian doll might be named or whether you had some familiarity with the names. I love the fact that you named them all, and of course that Nadia slept inside Vanda, and Vanda slept inside Varka, and Varka slept inside Olga. The names?
The names came. I was teaching a short story course at Mount Holyoke College. I teach in the English department there, and they're all characters from Chekhov's short stories. So I've been saving these names, and there's this little secret literary allusion. But they're also, you know, names now that kids have around here. So.
All right. So we've got the Iliad, the Odyssey. We've
and
got Chekhov.
Right, right. So it's a highly literary story.
Okay. Do you have in mind a age group for these kids? Did you have in mind an age group?
Well, my daughter
was
five when I wrote the book for her, but my three-year-old granddaughter enjoys it, and older kids enjoy it. And I've been noticing some of my college students love it because, you know, it brings you back to something really elemental in childhood.
I love this book, and the illustrations are magnificent.
The illustrations make the book. I should say that it took a very long time for this book to get into print because the publisher kept, you know, making changes, and they had an illustrator and they didn't like them. They got another illustrator, and I had met Kathy Brown once before, and I had loved her illustrations.
She's the illustrator.
She's the illustrator, and we got together, and I gave her the actual Matryoshka. We had a meeting. We had tea, and she took the doll off. And she worked on the illustrations for a year in sort of, you know, in her own studio. And then when I saw them, I thought, wow. You know, when you write a picture book, you have the text in your head and you sort of picture how it might look. But when an illustrator takes it, they're taking your words and they're turning it into something new and wonderful and creating a new vision of it. And now for this production, we have me, the author, then we have the illustrator, then we have the puppet maker, and then finally we have the composer who's taking everything, my voice, the story, the illustrations, and writing music that goes for the whole adventure. And that's really quite wonderful.
It sounds like a wonderful adaptation. Really, it does. Picture Book Theater presents a puppet show adaptation of The Littlest Matryoshka by Corinne Demas, illustrated by Catherine Brown, at the Eric Carle Museum of Picture Book Art this Sunday, November 18th at 2:30, Friday, November 23rd at 1 and 2:30, Saturday, November 24th at 11 o'clock. For ticket information, call the Carle, 413-559-6336, 413-559-6336, and there'll be a special presentation from book to stage with the author, the illustrator, the puppet maker, and the composer this Sunday, November 18th at 1:30. Corinne Demas, thank you so much. Thanks for this book. Thanks for this wonderful holiday present.
Thank you for having me.